We're outside the McGill administration building. Last night, on the November 10th student strike, there was police brutality at this location. I'm here with Michelle Hartman, professor at McGill University. Today, students and faculty have been making an effort to deliver a letter to the administration. Can you describe what was the contents and the message of that letter?
Well, the letter really just talks about the events that happened on campus last night. Many of us who are professors were contacted by students and other folks we know and colleagues who were here and witnessed these events being beaten by the police with batons, pepper sprayed, charged at with shields and bicycles. There are people who were trying to get off campus through the Milton Gates who were kept on campus and then actually beaten. Other people who were trying to stay on campus were forcibly shoved off of campus through the Milton Gates onto Milton. In response to this, a number of people came together and wrote a letter which was read out, discussed, and then signed by people who are here today demanding of Heather Monroe Bloom to look into this issue more seriously and asking for the resignation of people who authorized these actions by security and the calling of riot police onto McGill campus.
Can you talk about the significance of riot police being on McGill campus?
Police do not need to be on a university campus. There is no reason for police to be on a university campus. We've seen the increase, the huge increase of security guards on McGill campus, which itself is disturbing, the surveillance of students, professors, and other people on campus, the taping of demonstrations and protests. In my opinion, neither do we need this huge presence of security forces, but I don't understand any reason that there should be police and certainly riot police on a university campus. It's a peaceful student protest, as all of the protests have been at McGill during this period, this semester, and it's absolutely outrageous that we should have police on our campuses.
Can you talk about what you feel is the significance of the events last night involving riot police as part of a Quebec-wide student strike to various struggles at McGill right now? There's a worker strike of Munaka. I mean, this is a significant event.
Well, right, because the thing is that these events and these issues are all related, right? So we have a strike by over 1,700 members of the Munaka Union, the workers, the non-academic certified workers at McGill, which many professors, students, other workers, people throughout the community are trying to support. And we've seen similar kinds of tactics from the administration trying to shut down the support for these workers, the injunctions taken out against them, the kind of mischaracterization of things that they've done, calling them violent. So the kind of rhetoric and the action around the strike has been very disturbing. Many, many people have protested against it. And now we see another linked, not completely separate issue of student tuition hikes that students really mobilized around. A large number of McGill students participated in a province-wide event. It was a very powerful event with many, tens and tens of thousands of students, and McGill students were really actively participating in this, meeting up with their Concordia colleagues. I was there yesterday. We walked down to Barrie UQAM, meeting up with their colleagues from UQAM and from Université de Montréal. This was a really important thing. The Student Arts Undergraduate Society voted for a one-day student strike. So McGill students are really getting actively involved in their local McGill community, but really connecting their struggles to those of students all across the city and the province, which is a really amazing moment, I think, for McGill students. So at that very moment, we see one of the most dramatic kind of instances of suppression against McGill students specifically by their own administration. And this, to me, is not an accident or a coincidence. These things are all linked together, aren't they?